This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition, live and in living color. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show heard in the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And a special shout out to our friends listening to us on AM 710 KNUS in Denver, Colorado, our Salem sister station in Denver. And we are heard around the world broadcasting. We're many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers. We appreciate everything you're doing, and the 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse workers, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance folks, the janitorial workers, also security, and those people that work construction, and the convenience store clerks, too, thank you for what you're due. Now, don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. 7 minutes past the hour, here's Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Wow. So good to be back on. Well, I'm on every night. What am I saying? It's just good to be on the show. And Dan from Indiana, always good to hear from Dan.
Dan man.
Yeah, he's calm, but, you know, he's collected. I could just say that. People, everybody, I did a shout-out of blessings. I did not get all the way through last night, so I'm going a little different way tonight because the way things are going. So all of you know. Yeah, well, I'll get to the rest of you next week. You know that. There's just so many of you. But I'm just going to say bless everyone. And there's something special I had planned yesterday morning, to do this. I want to thank certain people that really I never do. And I know they're so important to the show, and that is our professionals that are always on. First of all, to Kyle Warren. My goodness, he is a trooper. He will fill in. He's always there. So, Kyle, if you're still on air, God bless you, my friend. And Denise Simon that's on every night. Frank Silvato, I believe he'll be on later. Ron Edwards, Wayne Allen Root, all you people, God bless you. I know the work it takes. Well, I don't know. You guys work really hard, you know, because it takes a lot of work even for a few minutes to get them on here. And I don't know how they do it, but thank you. And also to the people, the sales staff with the captain. It takes a lot of people to put a show together. The ops manager, Joe, very nice person. I've talked with him, to the whole staff. And a special thank you. And I wanted to really do this, and this comes from my heart, to Dave Moss, Jr., and to Bill Bunkley. Because if there were ever true patriotic Christians, there you go. And so, you know, without getting all mushy about it, God bless you all. I have a lot of respect for both of you and for everybody on this show. The Captain's Army cannot be beat anywhere. I do want to mention something that, you know, I have to put a little thing in here. We are going to have, most of you know it, I've been getting thousands of calls. We are going to have a total eclipse coming on the Sunday night, Monday time. So I will be standing with you all. Just stay low this weekend and don't get all upset. You know, they kind of get people upset that are weak-minded. Don't fall into that. So all will be okay. Now, there's an old prayer, church prayer, from Clement of Rome. I believe I put it on here once. I really pulled it out, and I felt like the Lord wanted me to put it because it's for everybody. Everybody listening, you fall under something here. So I want to put that prayer on. And while I put it on, remember, let's all kind of join hands at the distance and just kind of pray for each other, because that's what Captain's Army does. We're a team that we just pass it on. We pray for each other. But I'm just the one that kind of leads it, but you guys are praying with me, I know. So let me just give these words out because we're going to need them. I promise you, with what's coming up, we're going to need them. So let me pray these words. They're not mine. They're from Clement of Rome. We beseech you, Lord, to be our help. Comfort those who are in sorrow or tribulation. Have mercy on the lonely. Lift up the fallen. Show yourself to the needy. Heal those in need of healing. Feed the hungry. Raise up the weak. Comfort the faint-hearted. Let all people know that you are God, and we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. For the sake of our Lord, amen. A short, but to me, it just covers everything. And you know, one thing I want to say is, you know, I don't want to go negative. I'm not a negative person. But we are facing something I don't think I've ever faced in my lifetime, Captain, is this whole political mess. And I'm telling you,
it's the most divisive time I've ever seen.
It is the most. It is.
I used to think the Vietnam War was one thing.
No,
this is worse.
We are in a war. We are
this
in a supernatural
worse.
War. We are. And, you know, I don't ever want to end anything on a negative note. So let me say this. And I mean this with my soul. I have spent. I was fighting an illness this week, and I've been on my knees the whole week. And I want to say what God showed me. You know what? There's so much evil coming against good now. But, you know, I'm going to tell you who wins. And I mean this, we're going to struggle. Oh, it's going to get a little worse. But good always triumphs over evil. So don't go to the dark side, people. And by the way, don't be fearful. God is with us. We are a very strong people. I know the Captain's Army. I know many of you. I've talked to you behind the scenes. And you know, we cannot get weak because that's what these people want. You know, evil wants to see us weak. They would love to just torment us to whatever they can do, but we cannot let that happen. As for me, I am not fearful. I hate to say this. I am only fearful of God if I do wrong. I'm not fearful of man. I'm way beyond that. So let's hang in there, and then I'll try because the next time I'm on will be during the eclipse. So I'll try to bring you all through that, too. But remember, things are going to get a little heated. Just stay calm and cool. Remember, we have a God that's above us. We have a God that will help us through. Thank you, Captain. God bless you all. Remember, I love you, and God loves everyone. Captain, thank you so much.
All right, that's Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I've got a special interview with a special friend. You haven't heard him in a while, at least not on this program, but you will hear from him when we come back, and I'm telling you, I'm really looking forward to having this interview with my very, very good friend. And don't go anywhere, because you're going to love this one coming up. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a beautiful day in the morning here, and I've got a very, very surprised guest on here. You haven't heard from him in a while on my program. It's Bill Bunkley, the host of the Bill Bunkley Show, who's alive and well and back on the radio. And good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Captain Matt. It is a blessing to hear your voice, and boy, I tell you what, now that all of America, many, many stations around America are blessed to have you keeping them informed, honored to be on your program this morning.
Absolutely. And I want to talk with you about some political stuff because this is what you do. And when we get together, we're always talking about all sorts of things. But first of all, we've got a governor who hit the ground running down here in Florida. He obviously has done a lot of good things. Today, he was with somebody who I'm not really sure is an ally of his, but he was with Mr. Morgan from the Morgan & Morgan Law Firm, and they were over in Winter Park and had a big backdrop of lush green talking about medical marijuana and changing the law to allow smoking of medical marijuana, which is something that Mr. Morgan and his family and group have been involved in for years.
Well, I tell you, it wasn't really a big surprise. We knew for several days when he kept talking about his big announcement. But yes, you're right. Interesting that not only Congressman Matt Gaetz was there, Matt, when he was still in the Florida House, was a huge proponent of medical marijuana, but he was a huge proponent of the non-smokable deal. And at the press conference, yesterday, he even talked about the fact that that wasn't his real position, but he had to be non-smokable in order to get it passed. So that was part of it. And then Lieutenant Governor Nunes was there as well. She spoke in favor of it. And then you had the big man himself, John Morgan. Now, interesting that John Morgan is not only big pro medical marijuana, but, you know, he's all lined up for the next phase, which is recreational. But yeah. Very quickly, the governor just basically said, look, hey, You know, there's some folks that have some pain that they can't get away from. I mean, real pain. And those that only have a few weeks to live. And he said that he did not see anything in that amendment that would preclude that. So he's giving the legislature until 2 weeks into the next session, which would be about March 15th, to come up with the language to allow smokable medical marijuana in some instances. But I want to be clear, Captain, he said he was asked a question, he being Governor DeSantis, if he supported recreational marijuana. He said, I do not support recreational marijuana. I'm not comfortable with the health aspects of people smoking marijuana, and I'm not comfortable with the added product being out there exposed to our teenagers. So that's what he had to say yesterday.
Now, we know that the governor and his lovely wife, Casey, are going to be probably taking a trip to Israel in the not-too-distant future, because in the course of moving into the governor's mansion, they had an unlabeled sample of water from the Sea of Galilee that they had saved with them from their past trip to Israel, and they used it last week to baptize their 9-month-old son, Mason. It was accidentally tossed out by a cleaning crew at the governor's mansion, so we know that there's a trip back to Israel as a result of that. I know it wasn't done intentional, but it was not marked, so how did they know?
Yeah, I found that curious. The other part of that is they must have thought about getting that sample at some point in their trip, where if they had visited the River Jordan, they had already left the Jordan, because when I first heard that report, and you know, I've taken several trips to, hosted several trips of pilgrims to Israel, and Tony and I and Zach look forward to doing that again real soon. But normally you get your water to bring home from the Jordan River where Jesus was baptized, not necessarily the Sea of Galilee, but that works as a substitute. But I was laughing because I thought by the time they thought about bringing it home, they must have already visited the Jordan River and they used the Sea of Galilee as a backup.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to talk about our former Governor Rick Scott, who now, as of January the 9th, is the U.S. Senator, the junior senator from Florida. Now, he co-sponsored a bill along with Marco Rubio and several other senators, Republican and Democrat, I might add. This is a bipartisan bill that would exempt members of the U.S. Coast Guard during the ongoing government shutdown, as well as future budget battles. It's the first bill that Senator Scott has co-sponsored since joining the Senate. And unlike other branches of the military, the Coast Guard is not under the Department of Defense, which remains funded during the shutdown. And, of course, the Coast Guard is a very important part of the Department of Homeland Security. We have one of the largest and most active air stations here in Clearwater, Florida, as well as a very active sea base right here in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, I want to tell you that, first of all, the reason why they're affected and the armed forces isn't is not by any magical formula. It just so happened that Trump demanded that the armed forces budget got hammered out months ago. So for this go-round, the reason why the military wasn't affected is that that chunk of government operations was covered. Now, fast forward, and I know you and I were talking about this, I'd love to see Marco Rubio and Senator Scott and our statewide congressional delegation immediately move to have the Coast Guard put back in with our armed forces, because I think that's where they really ought to be, because they do a lot more interdiction, not right off our coasts, but down in South America and in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And so I certainly agree with that. Okay. And our hearts really go out for the coasties that are out there, some of which are on food stamps. They need to get relief and get it yesterday.
Yeah, we've got a couple of minutes to go here in the segment. I want to just remind you that we saw a little gamesmanship today. Nancy Pelosi was denied the use of a military aircraft to go overseas. And in about 30 seconds, were you shocked?
Well, it kind of tick for tack, because she was trying to cut off the use of the House of Representatives to Mr. Trump for his State of the Union. So he outmaneuvered that and said, okay, I'll one-ups you. I'm the one that controls the aircraft. I've just now unauthorized your aircraft for your overseas trip. If you want to go ahead and fly coach with Continental or United, you can go ahead and have at it.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about something that I've been talking about on the show here for the past couple of nights. And, of course, this is something that you normally do. And I was asked to get involved in at the Heart for Lebanon charity. And, of course, something that's very important. A lot of guys who went to Vietnam, we ran into this with the kids that would come up to us from the orphanages and whatnot and wanting candy bars and anything we had to give them. They want to shine their boots, whatever. But tell us about the Heart for Lebanon group.
Yeah, first of all, since I know you have so many dedicated veterans that listen in overnight, I actually accept an invitation. I do these every year or so with Salem, but I accept an invitation from Heart for Lebanon. I actually went into Lebanon, flew into Beirut, was in country for several days, notwithstanding the fact that Hezbollah controls the country, and I'm certainly all over the internet and pro-Israel. But nonetheless, I had a chance to go into several of the areas, South Lebanon, and Beirut and the Bekaa Valley. If you can imagine, you who have served 2 million people, they're women and children primarily. We're talking about 52% of the 2 million. These are kids, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's no teenagers because between the Syrian bombing and the gas that they used on their own people, those are part of the refugees. The other refugees had to flee in from Iraq because of ISIS over the last 2 to 4 years. I want to tell you, it was the most bizarre thing for me to see. It's basically moms and small children. Mm-hmm. And so what you have is, for any of you who have served, and I've been around the world on several of these, you know that when the kids know that you're coming to help, or you're there, and it's America, it's a big deal to them.
Right.
I mean, they want to hold your hand, they want to sit on your lap.
Well, we got to wrap this up. We got 30 seconds, but I'll give the number, and then you can give it again. I want people to call 877-873-0190. That's 877-873-0190. Your one-time gift of $98 will fill a Heart for Lebanon classroom. About 20 seconds, Bill.
Yeah, we got 16 classroom days to go. I know that those of you on this radio broadcast can knock it out tonight. Thank you so much. That number is 877-873-0190. $98 takes care of a classroom. Would you stand with me tonight?
All right. Bill Bunkley, host of the Bill Bunkley Show. Catch him on our sister stations, AM 570 and 910. And by the way, Bill, I look forward to seeing you here in the studio.
God bless you, my friend. Keep up the excellent work.
Amen, brother. God bless America. Folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And, you know, Bill Bunkley, my buddy, I see him from time to time here in the station because I'm here late in the afternoon, and his show comes on from 4 to 6. And as you all know, he's battled leukemia, and he's come through it so far, and we've all got our fingers crossed. He's still got a little ways to go, but he's doing much, much better. Thank the Lord. Now, again, Heart for Lebanon, and I appreciate everybody that has helped out because some of you have listened to us. And given that $98 to help out, get the education, the food packets, and a chance for the children victimized by ISIS to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and get back on their feet again, 877-873-0190 is the number. Again, that's 877-873-0190. There are operators there right now manning the switchboard, so there you go. Okay, I'm coming back with our first military and veterans news segment. Boy, do I got a bunch of stuff here for you to hear. Mr. Announcer Man, take it away.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I think if they cannot change their course, the Democrats should actually change their leadership. Who's coming to these meetings?
That's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talking about Nancy Pelosi as President Trump cancels the House Speaker's trip, denying her use of a military plane to get to the Middle East because of the partial government shutdown. Now, this comes as Pelosi tries to tinker with the president's upcoming State of the Union address. Kevin McCarthy says,
I think we can solve this in 15 minutes, and we could.
Now, as for the president, he writes a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this first edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you in the United States, one in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston, and they're enlarging the campus there, and the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard in Tampa Bay. Now, I got a great idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, and I'll tell you all about it right after this short message.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, especially those of you that are veterans and those of you that may be getting out of the military, wondering what you can do next. You got skills, you really don't know where to use them. If you're in a dead-end job, first those of you that are veterans, if you're in a dead-end job, and if you're going nowhere, you got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, you're just going, boy, there's got to be something better. Well, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now listen up. The National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. They're enlarging the campus. More and more people are finding out about what an aviation maintenance tech is, and they're realizing you can make a lot of money to start right out the bat, and the sky's the limit. And I do mean that, and I'll explain in a minute. And the other one, of course, is the campus down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard at Tampa Bay. Now, 14 months is what it takes. And if you've got any type of mechanical aptitude, and by the way, you don't need to worry about tools. I've had several people go, well, what kind of tools you need? They supply the tools. It's all part of the course. And again, post 911 GI Bill, those of you that are in that, 100% paid for by the government. It's part of your GI Bill training. Now, prior 9/11, whether or not you've used your GI Bill or your educational benefits or whether or not you've used part but not all, it depends on what you've got left of your GI Bill package. So what you'd have to do is call them up, and I'll give you the phone number in a minute, to find out where you stand, and they can do that for you. Now, civilians, they have funding available. They have a way that you can get a student loan and get your certification, again, as an aviation maintenance tech. So I want you to check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call to schedule a tour at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Great way to find out is take the tour. Let them show you what they're all about. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. That is a tremendous opportunity. And believe me when I tell you, I've met a lot of people starting out first year. Some of them right out of high school, $50,000, $60,000 a year right off the bat. Some of them can make as much as $70,000 in the States. If you go overseas, if you get a job with a military contractor, if you wind up in Saudi or you wind up in Jordan or Kuwait, or the United Arab Emirates, or Iraq, or Afghanistan, or South Korea, you can have a six-figure salary very easily. Think about that for a second. All right, let's start out with America's veterans. They're experiencing an 18-year low in the unemployment rates, and their numbers are continuing to go down, according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. He said it's 3.2% for men who are veterans and now 2.3% for women. So it's really the best unemployment news that American warriors have had in 40 or 50 years. Now, the credit is due to employers recognizing that veterans bring discipline and a sense of service to the workplace that's not found in many other places, so says Secretary Wilkie. He said they come with a set of skills that are absolutely vital in this 20th century economy. And he also gives lots of credit to President Donald Trump for having these numbers go down the way they have. He said he is the first president who really, since the end of World War II, has made the condition in the care of veterans and the promotion of veterans the centerpiece of his campaign. And yes, he has, and yes, he did. And this is very important to the veterans that are out there that you hear this. We've got a president that stands up for us. We need to stand up for him. Don't let anybody alter your course on that one. Now, a friend of mine, Florida Congressman Michael Waltz, who is a combat-decorated Green Beret, Thursday rejected the Trump administration claims that ISIS has been defeated while commenting on a terrorist bombing that claimed U.S. troops' lives and two American contractors, four were killed in Syria on Wednesday. Congressman Waltz said, I think it's been defeated as a caliphate, but I think they deserve credit for taking the handcuffs off the military for doing so. But it's not defeated as a movement at all. It's not defeated in Syria. It's not defeated in Iraq, where we believe we may have 10 to 20,000 fighters still somewhere in the vicinity. They're going to go to ground and wage guerrilla warfare. And that's what they're doing. The United States must, Congressman Waltz went on to say, keep our foots on their necks. Frankly, if these leaders, terrorist leaders, are more worried about where they're sleeping at night. They can't plot to attack to plan the United States, Europe, or wreak havoc in reason. Now, Congressman Waltz also said that he's concerned that ISIS may have become emboldened by Trump's comments about pulling out troops in Syria, because even that announcement does not lead to tactical moves strategically. They now know they can wait us out because we're leaving. And yeah, there's some truth in that too. There sure is some truth in that too. And ISIS and Al-Qaeda and that whole bunch, they don't mind sitting there waiting. Now this week, my friends at Concerned Veterans for America, which I am a member of that group, released their 2019 federal legislative agenda to make the mission and priorities clear. Now, with the help of thousands of veterans and their families around the country, CVA is calling on lawmakers to ensure veterans get the health care and benefits they've earned and deserve, provide for a strong national defense, and secure the financial future of the country and the veterans, too. Now, this is something that we can all get behind, all of us, whether you're in the military or not, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. And if not, then you've got a real problem. It's called you're not an American. Just saying. Because the priorities in America need to be for those who have shed their blood for everybody else so that you can say and do what you want to do. If they hadn't done that, you wouldn't be able to do what you're doing. And the long-delayed missile defense review, which we heard something about yesterday, which will be formally introduced by the president at the Pentagon, is calling for research and investments to ensure America's security for the next several decades with laser technology, the F-35 as the ICBM killer, and potentially putting interceptors in space. So think about that for a minute. Now, I want to very briefly mention one more thing, and then we'll go to our phone call. For the first time, a senior U.S. military official commented on President Trump's late December decision to quit Syria, confirming publicly that American troops are planning to leave once ISIS is defeated on the ground. All right, Todd in Tampa, go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Across the nation, if you finally listened in to the second greatest show in America today, Captain Matt Bruce, okay? He's been right for 2.5 years, so you might as well tune in. Let me say, so we take on all comers here, okay? We take on all comers. And let me say, Donald Trump is the greatest president in American history besides George Washington, who took on England, and Abraham Lincoln. Okay, Donald J. Trump has kept his promise. Keep the government shut down, trim all the fat, get rid of all the government waste. These agencies work against the American people. And God bless you, Donald, for standing up and keeping your promises and get on the Trump train and do your part to save the country for 2020. In Jesus' name, let's get to work, Captain.
All righty, there you go. That's Todd in Tampa, and he got it all in there. So how about that? That's pretty good. And, of course, Todd is always thinking about the country, and, you know, I respect him for that. And some people might think he's a little fired up. Well, sometimes he is, and sometimes he's not. But he's always, always talking about America first, and we are all Americans first here in this program. All right. Coming back, going to take a look at what this here snowstorm's going to do up there. I'm telling you, got a barn burner coming across. Going to be there for a few days. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
A highway junkie, and this portion of the program, our highway and byway report for all the truckers out there on the highways and byways, along with some weather, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. We'll tell you all about them here in a minute. Well, an impactful Pacific storm is moving east and redeveloping into a significant major winter storm. Heavy snow to the north of this storm and heavy rain to the south, with freezing rain in the middle. At the junction will form over the central U.S. today. It will move further east all weekend long. It'll be over in the northeastern part of the United States, New England, come Monday morning and moving out to sea. But this is going to be a barn burner, folks. It's already dumped as much as 6 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains and parts of the Rocky Mountains where it is still snowing. Now, let me just tell you where we're going to start at. If you're on I-90, if you're on I-80, if you're on I-70, you're going to have a great adventure with winter wonderland driving for the next couple of 3 days. Now, the southern part of North Dakota right now is getting snow. Most of South Dakota is getting snow. There is a blizzard warning up for most of the eastern part of South Dakota, which includes traveling along I-90. In Nebraska, you've got snow advisories up and snowfall that is supposed to cover most of the state of Nebraska. And going down to Kansas, you've got snow in the northern part of Kansas, certainly I-70. And to the south, Salina and south, I would say it looks like there's going to be rain and or freezing rain into Oklahoma. Now, coming back up, looking at southern Minnesota, you've got snow across I-90 tonight. And winter driving conditions, winter storm warning across all of I-90 over into Wisconsin. Looking at Iowa, all of Iowa is in a winter storm warning. Snow will be coming down with 30 to 40 mile an hour driving winds, which will make life interesting. Then in Missouri, you're going to have a mixture of snow, freezing rain, sleet, and rain. The further south you talk, the more rain it'll be versus anything else. Now, in southern Wisconsin right now, 90 and 94 up through Milwaukee, you've got snow flurries. There's more snow in the way from the west. In Illinois, you've got scattered snow flurries there and some areas of possibly sleet, it looks like right now. And in Indiana, you've got the possibility for snow all across Indiana. Could even be some sleet starting out. But the lake effect machine is going on in Michigan right now. So Michigan, the western part to the east, almost to Detroit right now, you've got lake effect snow. So if you're up there on I-94, guess what? Going to have an adventure almost all the way to Detroit. Now, coming back down to Ohio, snow flurries and or freezing rain in the mix for today, and then probably all snow after that. Along the lake, you are talking lake effect snow. In Pennsylvania, Erie, across most of Pennsylvania, you will have snow flurries as the storm moves east. The mixture of freezing rain, sleet, and snow will become all snow. In upstate New York, rig for silent running, ladies and gentlemen, because here we go, the lake effect machine again. From Ripley, New York, to Buffalo, to Rochester, to Syracuse, north all the way to the Canadian border, over east to just north of the thruway over to Albany and down through the Catskill Mountains all the way down towards Poughkeepsie and all the way north to the Quebec line, Lake George, all of Vermont, all of western Massachusetts and western Connecticut in the higher elevations. You've got a winter storm warning for 1 foot or more of snow. There could be 2 to 3 foot in the lake effect areas closest to Lake Ontario. I'll leave it with that. Up in the New England area, we'll have a mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. All snow once the temperatures drop because there's a cold front associated with this. Snow flurries in the mountains of West Virginia and Maryland, higher elevations of New Jersey, also down into the I-81 stretch and I-77 stretch of Virginia. You'll have snow flurries. And continuing to look, we'll have fog and lots of it in the south before it turns to a little bit of rain later in the day. But you've got Alabama, you've got Mississippi, you've got all of the lower part of Louisiana, including New Orleans, with a dense fog advisory tonight. High winds right now in western Texas as the Four Corners is starting to develop into a snow system. Albuquerque west towards Gallup, I-40, snow tonight. and a winter storm warning in a stretch there, going up north out of Albuquerque on 25. And Colorado, snow and lots of it west of Denver. Wyoming, snow and lots of it up 25. Laramie, Cheyenne, out west, up into the north part of Wyoming. Montana, snow all across the northern part of Montana, 94, you'll have it. 84, you'll have it in Idaho. Also, Boise, you'll have snow there. You'll have snow in the eastern part of Nevada, still snowing, winter storm warning there. Winter storm warning in the Sierra Nevada still, where they've had as much as 6 feet of snow. And Southern California, some wind. I-5, Medford, Oregon area right now, you've got rain. And east of Seattle, going up over Snoqualmie on I-90, you've got snow there. I don't see anything other than just snow flurries at the moment. And that snow flurry situation goes all the way down I-5 to the Oregon border. So that's what you got. That's what you got. Now, to the telephone lines we go, Denise Simon, and Denise Simon is going to hop on an airplane and fly along with the merry men of the Nancy Pelosi troop, and she might want to get on a bus and sit on a tarmac and then be waiting told that you're not going to get on the plane to begin with. Well, how'd you like all that mess?
Well, I never would get on an airplane with the Pelosi delegation.
Well, you had to know this was coming, right?
Well, no. They weren't on a tarmac, by the way. They didn't even get that far. They were on the bus.
Yeah.
In front of the part of the Capitol building, but they didn't get as far as the tarmac. But here's the interesting thing. The what is called the CODL, which is otherwise known as a congressional delegation,
mm-hmm.
was going to Afghanistan for sure. Pelosi's denying that they were going to go to Egypt. They have to stop in Brussels in order to give the pilot the normal rest that a pilot has to take.
Right.
I guess the bigger question is, we're going over to thank the troops. Well, that's really quite the extravagant quest in order to thank the troops in Afghanistan,
right?
In a big, huge way. But the letter that he wrote, what needs to be understood is the letter he wrote to Pelosi actually was delivered to the Pentagon,
mm-hmm.
and that the reason is so the Pentagon would know that they have the authorization to get to the driver of the Air Force bus to stop it.
Right.
So it was kind of a backwards, backdoor delivery in order to get them the message.
Well, I think it was a perfect message because this was all paid for by the U.S. of A., the taxpayers, and I don't think they need to be going anywhere. Pelosi needs to be sitting here negotiating, even if there's nothing to negotiate, and she can't just disappear for a week.
I don't disagree with the tactic by a long stretch.
No, I think it was great. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of different things pertaining to what's going on. I've had a lot of calls from Atlanta, and I'm going to address those calls with Denise about the Super Bowl, and people are concerned about this and about that, and we're going to try to settle some of your concerns. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.